This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's mayor unveiled next year's budget proposal today. Denverite's David Sachs reports it aims to make up a significant gap.
Denver hasn't seen a revenue drop this bad since 1933. City officials project a loss of more than $400 million over this year and next, mainly due to shrinking sales taxes and tourism dollars because of the pandemic. Mayor Michael Hancock's proposed budget is $1.3 billion, and it mostly closes the gap by leaving over 400 government jobs unfilled. About half of those positions opened recently after the workers retired early with an incentive package. Hancock also plans to cut money from different departments. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
CDOT says a large section of the I-25 expansion project between Denver and Colorado Springs is nearly complete, with the first third opening in November. The agency is widening an 18-mile stretch of the interstate. CDOT's Tamara Rollison says motorists should give each other plenty of space as they navigate the construction zone.
We have found that people driving too closely, that is one of the leading causes of crashes out there in the corridor.
The Tavern League has dropped a lawsuit against the governor and state health officials, saying it's too expensive. The group had wanted to block rules requiring bars to stop selling alcohol early. Governor Pola says inebriation leads to people letting down their guard against COVID-19. 86 in Denver, 73 in Vail. It is 86 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.